You're in Pinckney Hall on WRCT Pittsburgh. It's 10 o'clock. Normally, we would be handing the mic over to Zombo, but that's not going to happen today. Let me tell you what was in that last set, if I can figure out what was in that last set. We started it off with Donovan doing the trip off of Sunshine Superman. Then we had the Paul Butterfield Blues Band doing East West off of the CD by the same name. You know, an interesting thing was happening back in the 60s as musicians were feeling freer, rock musicians. A lot of them got the idea that they could do long improvisational numbers, just like those jazz musicians. And sometimes it worked out good, sometimes it worked out not so good, but it never worked out as good as it did with people that made their living playing jazz. At least I cannot think. I like some of those long songs, but I can't. One time, Henry Vestine, the lead guitarist for Canned Heat, did a thing. I think it was with Archie Shepp. He was a jazz saxophonist, and they kind of traded riffs, and that didn't come off good. Didn't come off good for Henry, who was a very good guitar player. But improvisation is something else, I guess. I wouldn't know. I'm not a musician. I just listen to it. Okay, so that was Paul Butterfield Blues Band. And then after that, we had the Rolling Stones doing 19th Nervous Breakdown. That was off a greatest hit LP, High Tide and Green Grass. I was thinking, listening to that, how would you like to have your mind rearranged by Mick Jagger? And then it occurred to me, well, probably a lot of us have had our minds rearranged by Mick Jagger. But yeah. So, okay, we're gonna give you a bonus track. So we're gonna go a few minutes over our allotted time here. And then when that's done, you'll hear pre-recorded Zombo. So you people that turned on your radio at 10 o'clock thinking you were going to hear Zombo and you're getting Kenny Joe, just hang in there. Zombo will be here in virtual. Can we say virtual? No, we'll just say audio. He'll be here in audio form. This is another long song. It's not as long as East West, but it clocks in around 7.5 minutes. I give you Section 43 by Country Joe and the Fish off of Electric Music for the Mind and Body. Thanks, everybody, for listening. We will be here on Black Friday, and we will play songs appropriate for Black Friday. I'm not sure what, but you'll probably hear from the Reverend Billy Worth. I'm sure you'll hear from him during the show. I don't know what else we're going to play. I mean, how do you play songs that relate to Black Friday? I don't know. I'll figure it out. So, thanks again. Here's Country Joe McDonald and his fish.
night as I walked in my bathroom. I stepped into a big pile of shaving cream. Be nice and clean. Shave every day and you'll always be clean. I shaved tile break up with my girlfriend. Her actions are queer, I admit. Each time I say, darling, I love you. She tells me that I'm full of shaving cream. Be nice and clean. Shave every day and you'll always be clean. While I was at camp in the army, one day I looked into my kitchen. I thought I would find me some ivy. But this damn thing was loaded with shaving cream. Be nice and clean. Shave every day and you'll always be clean. I've come to the end of my story. I think it is time I should quit. And if any one of you do not like it, put your head in a bucket of shaving cream. Be nice and clean. Shave every day and you'll always be clean. Shave every day. Shave every day. Shave every day and you'll always be clean. Shave every day.
Listen to the big W. Life is lighter in every way when you listen to the big W. So laugh it up and let yourself go with King Size Radio, the big WRCT, Radio Carnegie Tech.
right, I get the idea. Hey, everybody. Oh, my goodness. 16 minutes into the show already. And I'm not even in my own brain. This is Zambu here. In the background, the Asylum Street Spankers. Doing dark was the night, cold was the ground. Ooh. Whatever. All right, let's see what they played here for you. Got a request right off of the bat, a request I could not deny. Shaving Cream, the Benny Bell version, and then I have the reggae version I followed that up with. And La Sans Coulette, Sasa Bean, which is, I guess, I want to look around, but they say, I got a call saying there's a Kink song that is exactly like that. I'll try to start that off. Spider's Web. Like in the Cosmonauts and Cool Disc Jockey started off this whole thing. Boy Ben, today's the S show. That's right, all songs that begin with the letter S, and I think S is for special guests. Got some special guests coming in. Can't you hear the excitement in my voice? You know who my special favorite special guest of all time was? Tom Savini. Loved having him in the studio, right, Tom? That's my kind of special guest. But I got some special guests coming in today. And I'm not even going to tell you who they are until they get here. Chances are you probably just tune out. I know you guys. Yeah, whatever. I'll do my duty. I just did my duty. Ooh, what a duty. All right. Hey, this will cheer you up. How about Leonard Cohen live in 1972 singing Suzanne? There's a real chipper tune for you there. Yep. All right, come on now. Yes, sir.
Her place near the river.
You tell you go, yeah.
You can spend the night beside
her. All right.
And you know.
All right, you know what? Might as well get this out of the way. Well, he's bringing you down. I'm going to bring you down big time, baby. Because more than 100,000 children are in foster care and they're seeking permanent homes. That's depressing. That's right. People with a strong desire to love and care for children, they need you. And we first-time parents, people who already have children, have room in their hearts and their homes. Man, this is even bumming me out. They don't need a certain income level or even own a home. Best candidates are real people, real lives full of ups and downs. All right, if you'd like to explore adoption, visit the Dave Thomas Foundation. Ask for a beginner's guide. That's Dave Thomas, not the guy that was Second City Television. Or the Dave Thomas from Perubu. This is the Dave Thomas, that big fat guy. Actually, big fat dead guy. Wendy's guy. He has a foundation, I guess. Right there. How about this? This will cheer you up, too. How about this? Well, I'll give you something else while you're talking. Each year, season of Suzanne Influenza. I guess that was her last name, Suzanne Influenza. Causes hospitalization and deaths in children. There we go. So I guess they don't need a home now. They're dead. Even previously healthy ones. Health officials recommend yearly flu vaccines for all kids 6 months through 18 years. And it's full of delicious mercury. Protect your children by getting them vaccinated. Get flu in. Oh, that's the... See, he cheered me up at the end. They put a little word pun there. Learn the flu facts. PreventChildhoodInfluenza.org. Man. Gee. What is this? Oh, there we go. Rock and roll for the kids. Let me tell you about what's going on this radio show. Get this all out of the way, you know? This way you can do... I think Sean Watson came in here earlier and put his promo card in the front. Funk, soul, metal, hip-hop. What does it all mean? It means you're listening to a minute pause. Sean Watson, RCT, Tuesdays, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. And the WRCD Record Library has all kinds of electronical music that will have you dancing and grooving on your couch. Or your coach. I think it's couch. So tune in to Couch Dancing with everybody's favorite sexy chick, DJ Firefly. Your couch will never be the same. That's Wednesdays, 3 to 5:30 p.m. Let's get back into my groovy music on the S Show. We're going to start off with a real stupid tune by the Beavers called Crazy Sack Dresses. I think this is the one I want. Is this it? No, this is lame. Oh, man, this isn't the one I wanted. No, there's a better sack dress song. Believe it or not, there must have been a whole thing with sack dresses. Hang on, let me find it. This is killing me. No, that ain't gonna happen, man. This is the one I wanted to hear. There we go.
Well, those crazy slack dresses, baggy slack dresses, slouchy slack dresses, they sure as actors. Well, they sure as actors. Well, I'm thinking about a baby that's mighty cute. Wore tight sweaters and a tailored suit. Why would a guy that looks keen cover up a rock and roll machine with crazy slack dresses, baggy slack dresses, slouchy slack dresses? They sure as I do see. Well, they sure as I do see. Well. Well, those crazy stack dresses. Baggy sack dresses. Slouchy sack dresses, they sure as I do see. Well, they sure as I do see. Well, she has blonde hair and her eyes are blue. The cutest little thing, I'm telling you. Makes cold chills run down my spine. See, little girl could dress the fine in baggy sack dresses. Baggy sack dresses. Slouchy sack dresses, they sure as I do see. Well, they sure as I do see. Well, crazy stack dresses, baggy stack dresses, slouchy sack dresses, oh, they sure as I do see.
This is Sakura Sakawo, and that is by the Wailers. Then we heard Crazy Sack Dresses. I do not know who did that version, but it is so much better than the one I originally played. And S is for special guest. Special guest parade number one, Slim Forsythe in the studio with his girly girl. Hey, what's going on?
Hey, Zombo. Well, it's always a pleasure to be in the studio.
Really?
With you. Cool one.
Really? All right. Can I get that notarized?
Absolutely.
All right, groove. You're just saying that because it's true. So what's up, Doc?
Well, I'm here on your show today, and thanks so much for giving us the opportunity to drop by.
Because you heard Suzanne on the radio, and you had to come in.
Well, this is crazy. Yesterday, I was on Jason's show, Does Your Hometown Really Care, right here on WRCT, and he played that song, Leonard Cohen, Suzanne, at the Isle of Wight Festival, which I haven't heard for years. I'm a big Leonard Cohen fan.
You're about an average-sized guy, but I would say big fan. So he played it when?
Right before he played a song of mine.
How scary is that?
And
that's
then I walked into the studio today, and you are playing Leonard Cohen. I think, you know, maybe somebody's trying to tell me something.
Hey, someone is trying to sell you something. So I think you should get some tea and oranges from China.
Take me down to a place by the river.
So what are you doing? What are you doing? What's going on, man?
Well, speaking of take me down to a place, I'm here with my cowboy sweetheart, Patsy. And isn't she just about the prettiest dang thing you've ever seen?
Between the two of you, absolutely, you win the prettiest contest. Yay!
Well, she's been working so hard on our big affair that we're having this Saturday night at Needs Hotel, right down there on Butler Street in Lawrenceville, 55th and Butler Street. It's just a few blocks from your art gallery.
That is correct. And my clothing store. I have a clothing store there.
That's right. Wear it. Own it. Wear it.
Yeah. We had our grand opening last. Our first, we're having like three grand openings.
You got it all going on, man. You got the clothing, the art, the radio show, the band, the go-go dancer.
I need to talk to you about printing up some T-shirts.
All right, I can do them right now. Screw this radio show.
Easy. Wait a second, though. The reason we're here, we're talking about what I call Slim Forsythe's Steel Town Christmas Honky Tonk Charity Ball. It's a benefit for the nice folks at Kathy G. Charities, and it's at Needs Hotel this Saturday night. It's going to get started about 7 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
My wondrous band, Slim Forsythe and the Park Lane Drifters, will be taking the stage about 8. Well, it's actually not a stage. We'll be right behind the pool table and in front of the beer cooler, but right beside the Pennsylvania Lotto instant winner machine.
That to me spells stage. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Are you going to think of Hank Williams probably did stuff like that? Hank, get over there and sit up next to the cigarette machine.
Are you kidding me?
You know?
I'm sure he
did. Next to the men's room. Oh, no, they didn't have men's rooms there. Right next to the outhouse.
Well, we're going
to
be next to the stairs to the men's room.
Oh, groovy. That's good.
One thing I wanted to say is that everything, all the proceeds that are generated that night are donated right straight to Kathy G. Charities. We have several events. One would be obviously the 50-50 raffle, which seems to be a Pittsburgh staple. We have a Chinese auction.
We're having a 50-50 raffle on the radio today, too.
Are you really?
Can I have a dollar? You could win three. You could win $3.
Wow.
Chinese auction. She's been going up and down the highway getting prizes. We got some beautiful prizes.
Are we allowed to say what the prizes are, where we got them?
Yeah, totally.
Wow, okay.
You're just saying you're going up and down the road getting prizes. I mean, I'm thinking like some dog that got hit by a car, a deer head.
Well, I happen to be.
A thing of Snapple that got ran over by a truck.
Hey,
that's
that
what I'm thinking.
Yeah, in addition to being Slim's cowboy sweetheart, I happen to be the tire goddess of Pittsburgh and represent Crest Tire. Crest Tire is on Perry Highway and also in Gibsonia, and we've donated a $300 gift certificate toward the purchase of new tires, which I was so delighted.
New tires? Snow's coming? Snow's going to be falling?
Lowe's Gibsonia gave me a brand new in-the-box 7.5-foot pre-lit Christmas tree.
Holy mackerel.
$130, that was a value. Denny's McKnight Road gave two dinners. Bravo's gave me appetizer cards. Millvale Lanes, 25 games
of bowling at the Millvale Lanes. Check it out.
It's so difficult. I didn't bring my list. It's so difficult for me to remember.
There's a website with all this info on it.
Slim's.
You got to come down to Needs Hotel and see the prize, the poster with all the prizes
listed on
there. There you go.
There you go.
Yeah.
But if you want to know what Kathy G. Charities is all about, they do a lot of good stuff all year round, but especially at Christmas, helping folks provide a little Christmas for their families. And they're at www.kathygcharities.com, and that's Kathy with a C, A T H Y G, charities.com. Mm-hmm. All the money's going to them, including from the sales of Steel Town Christmas, our hit single. Which I was hoping
that's
you'd
amazing.
Give that
it's
a spin.
It's just amazing. It's a year already.
Yeah, we put that out a year ago.
Dang.
And this has been such a
we're
going to
put it out every Christmas till the trumpets blow.
All right. So you want to fire that up? I must tell you, this is my first Christmas song of the whole season.
Oh, my gosh.
So
I really,
it's an honor and a privilege to be experiencing this moment.
You got a fever. Woo, ouch.
After this, I want you to play
you
that.
If it gets any better than that, I'm going to have to wrap it up for your birthday. What are you wanting to play? Are you making a request?
We
need to get off the rate.
No.
We want the 12 days, the Alan Sherman 12 days of Christmas.
That's yours, and I want Porky Pig. Remember that
one? Christmas? Wow. Really?
I love it. It makes me laugh.
Well, you know, for my S show, I will bend the rules for you guys because Santa begins with S.
Hey. We love you,
and Sambo. And so does Steel Town Christmas.
Man.
See, it's frightening. And Suzanne begins with S.
And Sweetheart.
Yes, there you go. So life is frightening. This is scaring me. Uh-oh. I need to take a nap.
Maybe everything is circular,
I'm having like a
mannerism,
and I don't even know. All right, let's play. Where can the folks find this fine record of yours?
This record is available at my worldwide distribution headquarters, Needs Hotel in Lawrenceville, 55th and Butler Street.
I heard all roads lead to Needs.
All roads lead to Needs, where we play for the halibut, so it's cod to be good.
Oh, all right, let's just do it to it. What do you think, kiddo?
Yeah. but there ain't a cloud in sight. Just a couple of planets, a few early stars, and a full moon rising bright on the steel town Christmas. I took a 91A down Butler Street after dinner in Needs Hotel. Sat across from my grandma and her old granddad. They were bursting with a story to tell of when she was a beauty and he was a strong man working at the J&L. And there's steel town Christmas. Steel town Christmas. Hopped off the bus at 7th and 10th. I heard the tale that the carolers told. They were singing about good King Wenceslas. I could see their breath in the cold. Mark my footsteps, loyal page. Step within them boldly. It's just a steel town Christmas. Step boldly, Scratchy. Passing over the moon above, a chill runs through the air. My footsteps echo off the Smithfield Bridge. I'm heading for Station Square. Thinking of the one I left behind. Will I find her anywhere in this steel town Christmas? Find her if you can, Rock.
Japanese transistor radio.
On the second day of Christmas, my true love gave to me
green polka dot pajamas
and a Japanese transistor radio.
It's a Nakashima.
On the third day of Christmas, my true love gave to me
a calendar book with the name of my insurance man.
Green Polka Dot Pajamas and a Japanese transistor radio.
It's the Mark IV model. That's the one that's discontinued.
On the 4th day of Christmas, my true love gave to me
a simulated alligator wallet.
A calendar book with the name of my insurance man.
Green Polka Dot Pajamas
and a Japanese transistor radio.
And it comes in a leatherette case with holes in it so you could listen right through the case.
On the 5th day of Christmas, my true love gave to me
a statue of a lady with a clock where her stomach ought to be.
A simulated alligator wallet. A calendar book with the name of my insurance man.
Has a wire with a thing on one end that you could stick in your ear and a thing on the other end that you can't stick anywhere because it's bent.
On the 6th day of Christmas, my true love gave to me
a hammered aluminum nutcracker and all that other stuff.
And a Japanese transistor radio. On the 7th day of Christmas, my true love gave to me
a pink satin pillow that says San Diego with fringe all around it and all that other stuff.
And a Japanese transistor radio. On the 8th day of Christmas, my true love gave to me
an indoor plastic bird bath.
All that other stuff.
And a Japanese transistor radio.
On the 9th day of Christmas, my true love gave to me
a pair of teakwood shower clocks.
And a Japanese transistor radio. On the 10th day of Christmas, my true love gave to me
a chromium combination manicure scissors and cigarette lighter.
And a Japanese transistor radio. On the 11th day of Christmas, my true love gave to me
an automatic vegetable slicer that works when you see it on television, but not when you get it home.
And a Japanese transistor radio.
On the 12th day of Christmas, although it may seem strange, on the 12th day of Christmas, I'm going to exchange an automatic vegetable slicer that works when you see it on television, but not when you get it home.
Chromium combination manager, scissors and cigarette lighter.
A pair of teakwood shower clocks.
Indoor plastic bird bath.
A pink satin pillow that says San Diego with fringe all around it.
Hammered aluminum nutcracker.
Statue of a lady with a clock where her stomach ought to be.
Simulated alligator wallet.
A calendar book with the name of my insurance man.
Green Polka Dot Pajamas.
And a Japanese transistor radio. Merry Christmas, everybody!
And fellow members.
All right, there we go. Now
Thank you.
Thank you for your indulgence.
What a guy.
As much as I didn't even think I was going to play any Christmas music. There we go.
When we walk in the room and people just start thinking, you know, it's that time of year.
Yeah, certainly. That's crazy.
Christmas is crazy, and everybody complains that it starts too early and it's too commercialized and everything.
Actually, this is for Christmas 2011, right?
Yeah.
Okay, just checking.
But there's just something about that time of year. I think the world does wear a friendlier face. There's something about the Christmas spirit, and I could listen to Christmas music all year round, especially Steel Tongue.
Where did you record that?
We made that right in Lawrenceville at Sam Matthews Recording Studio, Home Street Sound, just a few blocks away from Needs Hotel, blocks up the street from the Zombo Gallery. Everything's coming together.
Yeah, it's crazy. It is crazy, crazy, crazy. And you did bring other gigs you got coming up.
Well, I'm going to be at the Club Cafe on the South Side. I don't know who's going to be with me that night, so I'm calling it Slim Forsyth and the Whosoever Shall Come Minstrel Band.
Good.
But that's going to be a lot of fun. That's a Saturday after Thanksgiving, the 28th. And I got
I'll bring my trombone.
Yeah. Well, it's hot stuff here and everywhere I go.
I'm going to play trombone, just go buh, and start jamming with all the bands, but that's all I do is the buh.
Well,
so if you can use that, let me know.
I think we could. I got just the place for it.
I think Steel's Town Christmas.
Well, I could have
Tom Savini come in and go.
I shared a stage with Tom Savini.
Really?
That's another story.
Did you guys think Suzanne? No, you didn't. Dang the luck.
You know, one thing that I did want to say though, I've been billing this honky tonk charity ball. Mm-hmm. coming up this Saturday.
This is your second annual, right?
No, this is the very first time we've done this.
Oh, okay.
It's the second year that we put Steel Town Christmas
out. Oh,
But I've been calling this the social event of the season, and I think it just might be. But I got a little scared back in July, on July 11th, when you, Zombo, combined on a single stage in one evening, both the Hillbilly Varmints and the Bloated Sluts.
That was great.
My confidence was wavering on that night. I thought, maybe that's the social event of the season. Maybe I'll just be a close.
That was the anti-social event of the season.
No, I bought a T-shirt. That was fabulous.
She's got the T-shirt.
Well, next July, we are going to do once again the Battle of the Worst Bands in Pittsburgh.
History shall judge.
I got a surprise for next year. It's going to be horrible.
Oh, I am there.
I wanted to mention, too, that you're... I'm sorry, did I interrupt you, dear?
No, I'm okay.
Your art gallery, which is the coolest place in Lawrenceville, is just a few blocks from Needs Hotel.
Absolutely. And so that's how I planned it.
Well, you got a closing party Saturday night, right?
The opening is... tonight is the opening party of CZM. Her artwork looks like real 50s mid-century modern, like Shag meets Picasso, and it's really... Wow. Really gorgeous. She hung it up yesterday inside the clothing store. We're going to wheel all the racks out. And tonight is the opening party. Starts at 6 to 9. Got the closing party tomorrow, 6 to 9. Actually, tonight, if you're in the neighborhood, I'll be DJing at Remedy, a Zombo dance party. This is something unusual. I'm going to play with anybody will dance to. I will play it.
Wow, have I ever been to Remedy?
You know, I was at the Needs Hotel karaoke.
That's right between,
that is
right between Needs Hotel and Zombo Gallery.
How did I miss it?
He must have blinked.
Remedy, that's right by Amore Pizza. Hey, Amore Pizza donated 2 free pizzas for the Chinese auction.
Excellent.
Right beside Remedy on Lawrenceville.
Yeah, see, I tell you, I think we're going to secede from the union for this.
How about it? Remedy is that place that has all the fabulous graphic art
on the ceiling. Yeah.
And we had the black bean burger there, did we not?
Delicious.
Yeah, see, there you go.
Fabulous.
Yeah, it is. So, Remedy tonight at 10 o'clock, I'll be doing a Zombo dance party playing. If you guys say I'll dance to the Wiener Dog Polka, I'll play it. You say you dance to that, but you have to dance. If you don't, I just take the song off.
So there you go.
So, hey, speaking of music, let's get you, let's play in the tune of your newest latest CD.
Do I get to choose?
Well, I've asked them to play the title cut because I thought it was keeping more in line with your repertoire here. It's my dead mama song, but it's a beautiful thing. And if I could just say one thing about this band I've teamed up with, I feel like the luckiest man walking the face of God's green earth. To be playing. Now, who's the luckiest?
Me.
Okay, all right, I'm second luckiest.
Because you're in the studio with me.
Third luckiest.
Now, how the heck? Well, what were we talking about? My wondrous band, the Park Lane Drifters. And in this is the closest I've come to perfection in my 53 years in this life. There's a instrumental solo in the middle of this song. Song's the title track of our new record, Bury Me Up on That Northern Tier. And we split it up into 4 parts. We have Big Rock on the banjo, Scratchy Hutter on fiddle, Candy Mountain, who plays bass for the whole song, on dobro. Then Rock comes in at the end on mandolin. It's just a beautiful, beautiful instrumental. The whole song's wonderful.
How long was the CD in the making?
It took us about a year from the very first session until we put it out back in June, just a little over a year. And we did this whole thing with Sam Matthews. Fabulous producer, hell of a guy, Sam Matthews.
So as far as...
He's great hair, too.
Thank you. Whatever.
No, Sam. Mm. I'm talking about Sam. It's amazing. Yeah. His hair is unreal.
Well, so is mine.
And this is not a bald head. This is a solar collector or a love machine.
Ah, I get you.
You betcha, Slim.
So what's the tune we're going to play about?
This is my dead mama song for my dear mother, Betty. Bury Me Up on That Northern Tier.
Where can folks get the CD at?
At my exclusive worldwide distributor,
Needs
Hotel.
They can get it online.
It's on iTunes.
There you go. Well,
iTunes USA. iTunes, search Slim Forsyth. You can, 99 cents a song. You can get it through the modern-day wonders of cyberspace technology, or you could buy the beautiful CD and the package and the whole deal at Needs Hotel.
Groovy.
At any of our shows.
All right, let's crank it up. You listen to Zombo Era, got some foresight on this girly girl, Patsy. Right? Sure.
I love Zombo. You're the best.
How much that'll be? $3, please. All right, let's do
for
it.
For your 50-50 raffle.
We forgot to talk about the table dance.
On that northern tier, lay me down beside my mother dear. She's sleeping in the ground on the southern edge of town for the better part of 49 long years. In winter snow, summer sun, and autumn rain, she sleeps on a hill outside of Kane. It gets mighty cold up there, but beside her I won't care. Just bury me upon that northern tier. I still see my dad sitting in that chair when he told us she'd gone with the angels fair. And I was sitting on the floor, just a little boy of four, wishing I could follow mother there. And my brother started crying soft and low. I didn't cry, and why I still don't know. But in oh so many ways, I've been crying since that day. So bury me upon that northern tier. Best of me. Very soon I'll hear the Savior calling me. And on that happy day, my spirit flies away. I'm asking you to take what's left of me to that hillside in the county of McKean, where Mother Betty waits so patiently. It gets mighty cold up there, but beside her I won't care. Just bury me upon that. Bury me upon that northern tier. Lay me down beside my mother dear. It gets mighty cold up there. Beside her I won't care. Just bury me upon that northern tier.
And there you have it. Thank you. That was very touching.
That's a beautiful
tune. How long did you write that? How long ago?
That was the last song that I wrote for that album. Some of those songs on the album were written as early as the end of 2005. But I wrote that song in March or April of 2008. But once that song came along, it kind of set the tone for the whole album. And I built the album around the concept of my dear mother, Betty, who passed away when I was just a little.
Thank you so much for coming in. All your good stuff once again. So when's your gig coming up, Chief?
And thanks so much for the opportunity to share this with your listeners.
Both of my listeners are
this
just
Saturday
ecstatic.
Night.
Hey, wait a minute. You've both got my listeners.
You've got more listeners than that, man. I know. You have a rabid, faithful following. Because people talk to me about the zombie.
I give you the rabbit.
Out of a hat.
Yeah.
This guy is killing me. This Saturday night.
He didn't make any.
Could I say something, please?
Rude remarks about the...
This Saturday night, Needs Hotel, 55th and Butler Street in Lawrenceville. This Saturday night, starting about 7 o'clock, Slim Forsyth and the Park Lane Drifters, a benefit for Kathy G. Charities called the Honky Tonk Charity Ball. Get all dolled up. We're going to. Come on out. Have a blast.
I'm going to bring my trombone.
I can hardly wait to see you play on your own trombone.
I know. That's just the kind of guy I am.
Yeah.
All right, see you crazy kids later.
Yeah,
and maybe you guys will be at the Remedy maybe tonight or my dance party.
What time is your dance
party? It starts at 10 o'clock.
Gosh,
all right. All right, see you like gators later.
Bye.
Groovy. All right, let's get into the S Show. You heard it here first. S, Slim Forsyth. Perfect for the S Show. So make sure and check out his MySpace and all that stuff. And Needs is one hell of a place. I love that guy. All right. All right, let me see here. What have I got? This is Man the Rastro Man. Sadie Hawkins, Adam Bum. Holy Macanoli, it's almost 11 o'clock. Ain't that cool? I think I got another special guest coming in at 11:30, believe it or not. So that works out really well. So we'll probably do an S show, probably, because I know the next guests are going to come in, and they're going to... Oh, yeah. All right. Okay. What do we got today? Oh, groovy. But hey, I'd like to thank Slim for coming out. Always nice to see him and this girly girl. This is Safari. Yep. We're going to do some more rest stuff here. If you have a request, 412-621-WRCT. If you don't have a request, 911 is the number you're looking for. All right. I'm going to change my drawers and play some more rest music for you. Yeah, Safari. By Wade Darby.
man, that takes me back, man. That's the, called the Street Beater, I think. The Sanford and Son theme. Hey, you're listening to Zump. Why played that? So this show actually originally aired November the 13th, 2009. And man, do I love that show, that song. I like the show too. Yeah. So it's fun listening to these old shows with you. Once again, you listen to Zombo's Deep Archive. So pay no attention to, like, if I say there's any kind of event going on. So just like normal, you always ignore everything I say as far as events go. So this is no different. But this time, I really mean it. Don't show up at any of these places I'm mentioning, because these events are 13 years old. Okay, so let's get into the next hour. My other show, Zombo in Your Brain, is actually a live show, and that is Fridays, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. right here on this station as well. ZomboCo.com, ZomboCo.com is where you can download and stream years of Zombo shows, but you can't go back this far. Wow, this is back in the time with the Deep Archive. Let's revisit this show from the 13th day of the November from the 2009 WRCT.
Now, won't you listen, yeah, baby? Please listen to me. Won't you let old Santa Claus come down the chimney tonight to me, you see? Baby, please let your old Santa Claus come down the chimney to me tonight. What you Santa Claus bring me, ooh, will just suit my own appetite. Now I've been around a minute, Santa Claus, both day and night. Haven't found no Santa Claus really suits my appetite. Baby, please let old Santa Claus come down and chill it to me. What you Santa Claus bring me, ooh, will just suit my own appetite. Says when I get to using your Santa Claus, wanna use them different ways. I wanna use your Santa Claus, baby, both night and day. Baby, please let your Santa Claus come down the chimney to me tonight. What you Santa Claus bring me, ooh, will just suit my own appetite.
Santa Claus, the original hippie. taken trips since 1583. And he can take a trip without LSD.
Who wears a collar and cuffs of fur? For